Life Audio.
When we read the Bible, we can't always predict the ways the Lord is going to use His Word to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He surprises us. Other times, He convicts and corrects us. Frequently, He encourages us and reminds us that we aren't alone in this world. I'm so grateful that we have this time together every day to see what the Lord has in store for us in His Word, and we'll be looking at it together in just a moment. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Jeremiah chapter 7. And we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand in the gate of the house of the Lord, and there call out this word. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who enter through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Correct your ways and your actions, and I will allow you to live in this place. Do not trust deceitful words, chanting, "This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." Instead, if you really correct your ways and your actions, if you act justly toward one another, if you no longer oppress the resident alien, the fatherless, and the widow, and no longer shed innocent blood in this place or follow other gods, bringing harm on yourselves, I will allow you to live in this place, the land I gave to your ancestors long ago and forever. But look, you keep trusting in deceitful words that cannot help. Do you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and follow other gods that you have not known? Then do you come and stand before me in this house that bears my name and say, "We are rescued, so we can continue doing all these detestable acts"? Has this house, which bears my name, become a den of robbers in your view? Yes, I too have seen it. This is the Lord's declaration. But return to my place that was at Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at first. See what I did to it because of the evil of my people Israel. Now, because you have done all these things, this is the Lord's declaration. And because I have spoken to you time and time again, but you wouldn't listen, and I have called to you, but you wouldn't answer, what I did to Shiloh, I will do to the house that bears my name. The house in which you trust, the place that I gave you and your ancestors. I will banish you from my presence, just as I banished all of your brothers, all the descendants of Ephraim. As for you, do not pray for these people. Do not offer a cry or a prayer on their behalf, and do not beg me, for I will not listen to you. Don't you see how they behave in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The sons gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods so that they provoke me to anger. But are they really provoking me? This is the Lord's declaration. Isn't it they themselves being provoked to disgrace? Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Look, my anger, my burning wrath is about to be poured out on this place, on people and animals, on the tree of the field and on the produce of the land. My wrath will burn and not be quenched. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your ancestors out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak with them or command them concerning burnt offering and sacrifice. However, I did give them this command, "Obey me, and then I will be your God, and you will be my people. Follow every way I command you, so that it may go well with you." Yet they didn't listen or pay attention, but followed their own advice and their own stubborn, evil heart. They went backward and not forward. Since the day your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until today, I have sent all my servants, the prophets, to you time and time again. However, my people wouldn't listen to me or pay attention, but became obstinate. They did more evil than their ancestors. When you speak all these things to them, they will not listen to you. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Therefore, declare to them, this is the nation that would not listen to the Lord their God and would not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It has disappeared from their mouths. Cut off the hair of your sacred vow and throw it away. Raise up a dirge on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned the generation under his wrath. For the Judeans have done what is evil in my sight. This is the Lord's declaration. They have set up their abhorrent things in the house that bears my name in order to defile it. They have built the high places of Topheth in Ben-Hinnom Valley in order to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, a thing I did not command. I never entertained the thought. Therefore, look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when this place will no longer be called Topheth and Ben-Hinnom Valley, but the Valley of Slaughter. Topheth will become a cemetery, because there will be no other burial place. The corpses of these people will become food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the land, with no one to scare them away. I will remove from the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem the sound of joy and gladness and the voices of the groom and the bride, for the land will become a desolate waste. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And we thank you for the things that are revealed in this portion of Scripture as you encourage your people to be more about obedience toward you than we are about sacrifice. So often we think that somehow we can make restitution in some sort of simple way for the ways that we rebel against you, and that somehow that makes it all okay. But Lord, you encourage us to be people who walk by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and live in obedience to your teaching. Lord, you empower us to do that as we become your children through Jesus. So Lord, help us to walk with your strength. Help us to obey you willingly. Please help us to be men and women who put you first in all areas of our lives, because that's what you desire. Lord, we're grateful for the privilege to know you, and we're grateful for the privilege to know that you are present with us. We commit this day to your care, and we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.